Good evening. This is John Batzer on Thanksgiving Day to remind everyone that the cross-Atlantic breakthrough didn't come in 1927 with Charles Lindbergh. It came in 1919, a contest for money, for £10,000 put up by one of the press lords. It was also an opportunity for people to show off the early aircraft and the bigger engines, but they were certain that flying east to west was too daunting for their aircraft and avionics at the time. So they transported their planes in pieces to Newfoundland and took off and flew west to east. It's very exciting. There is a winner, spotting Ireland and landing. At the same time, it shows that 6 years before Lindbergh, they had the concept. They knew what they wanted to do. They just needed to keep building bigger and bigger aircraft. Lindbergh did not fly a big aircraft. He flew a solo. These men were two by two, no solos. A wonderful opportunity to review what it is in the early days of flying. I wonder what the analogy is to the early days of space travel. That'll be the 22nd century to wrap it up. Then we turn to North Korea, a progenitor of trouble all over the world, but in this book by Bruce Bechtel, a veteran Korean analyst from the military, now a professor, the two allies that have joined together for R&D of WMD are Iran and North Korea, and this is about rogue allies operating. This is before the war in Ukraine. Since the war in Ukraine, we've seen how they both contributed. Iran with drones, drone technology, and missile technology, and North Korea with soldiers and workers at the drone-making plants where they're making Iranian drones, rogue allies. And then a long conversation with Svetlana Lakova, a researcher in espionage. This is about how Stalin, starting in 1930, recruited heroes from the revolution to come to America and steal secrets, apply for MIT and other distinguished colleges, gather as much information as possible, and send it back to the Soviet Union. It's all very straightforward. Exactly the same methodology that China's following today. You don't have to be clever, you just have to be there. Steal everything. Ship it back. Match it, compete with it, build it. Work for Stalin, will it work for Xi Jinping and his successors? I hope you enjoy the show. It's Thanksgiving. Much to be thankful for. Not Iran and North Korea, no, but the big hop, the story of the first crossing, successful crossing of the Atlantic without stopping. Wonderful. Enjoy. Thank you for listening. Good night.